Hey friends, welcome back to Faith Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill. It's great to be with you. And I'm super excited to be able to talk to you about a lesson I've been learning. And so as you know, I'm getting this summit put together. So it's What Matters Most mini summit starts next week. And it's like a 6-day thing actually this time. So it'll be fun. We have 6 amazing speakers coming. So I'm really excited to be able to connect with them and to ask them questions and be able to help you. Essentially, that's really the whole goal, is to help you focus on what matters most, and helping you be true to your faith, close to your family, and truly, you know, feeling like that you're making an impact in this world, because I know that can be difficult at times. So, you know, with these summits, there's a lot of things that we have to put together, right? We got to get images from the speakers and get their bios and get a talk title put together. And then we need to schedule, you know, when we're actually doing those. And then there's all sorts of things on the web pages and graphics, you know, as you can imagine, there's a lot of things that, that go into that. And so I had this moment today, and it's a really powerful lesson that I just want to share with you, but is this idea that, I really wanted to have everything done, so that we could start letting people know about it, right? We want to fill this and get as many people as we can. And so one of the things that I'm super excited about is the speakers have all been like excited about promoting this, and which makes me really excited that, hey, they want to be able to send out some emails and do some posts on social media and let people know, which is super cool. Because especially right now, I'm not running a ton of ads, and I will do that really soon. So I'm excited to dive into that as well. But the thing is that, you know, as I had a couple days of vacation last week, and it was a pretty busy week. And so there's a lot of things that stacked up. And I'm sure that you felt like this too, that you feel like your to-do list is super long. You've had all these things that you've had to do. And I had a moment just to reflect and to think, okay, where is this coming from, right? I did this a month ago, and I was really stressed out about everything. And I just wanted to take a second to examine this, you know, moment and say, okay, what are my options, right? My options are, I could spend a bunch of time this morning or tonight or whatever that is and get everything finished up, right? And just, okay, like, let's just get it done and kind of be stressed out about it. Or I could choose and say, you know what? The things that I need to get done to promote, like, there's not a lot for me to do, and I could do it tomorrow morning. I could do it tomorrow morning and, you know, get up, we'll let the speakers know, we'll send them the information they need, and then they can go out and send that in the next couple of days. And so I had this moment of just realizing that there was no real like external pressure for doing this, right? There was not a specific deadline that this thing had to happen today, right? And so I had this moment of just realizing that it really would be okay if I just do it in the morning. And, you know, and it really choosing between faith and fear, right? If I choose fear, then I could, and I guess even with tomorrow, I could approach this with faith or with fear. I could say, you know what, I'm going to do it tomorrow, but like, it's not going to work out because of this. And I'm going to like be all stressed out, and I'm just going to worry about it because of whatever reason, right? Or I can approach it with faith and say, you know what, it's all going to work out, right? I've been doing the best I can to prepare for this. And yes, do I want to have this more prepared in the future? Yeah, I do. Of course, I'd love to have, you know, all of these things, you know, lined up better. But I'm going to give myself some grace in a sense and say, you know, I did have some vacation. There's a really busy week. And I just, you know, things today took longer from some of the tech side of different things I was trying to get set up and verified. And so it just took longer than expected. And it's really okay if it happens tomorrow. And so I'm going to approach this with faith and say, I'm going to do the best that I can. I'm going to, you know, include the speakers tomorrow, let them know, and then just know that everything's going to work out. And so rather than just worrying about that and stressing about it, I'm going to approach it with faith, and I'm just going to know that things will work out and that everything will be okay. And so the big takeaway that I want you to have from this is just that sometimes we put too much stress on ourselves. We expect too much, or we expect us to be at a different place than we are right now. And as you know, I am all about, you know, progress and in continuing to pursue perfection, pursue, you know, a better life and a better us, right? I think that is super important. However, we can't let that get in the way, because, you know, again, and just, is it better if we're just stressed out every day? is that sustainable? Is that something that we'll continue to do? Maybe it allows us to get a little bit more done right now because we're pushing for it. But in the long term, we really have to approach things with faith and with hope and just knowing that things are going to work out, because otherwise we're going to get stressed, we're going to get burned out, and then we'll just give up, right? Which is the worst thing that we could do. And so I'm just grateful for this lesson that I was able to have today and this, you know, just experience of being able to decide that, you know, I can put some things off for tomorrow and I'm going to have faith that everything's going to work out. I know that it's going to be fine. And so that's what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to go and do that. And so I just want you to, you know, in if there's times in your life where you feel like that there's all these things to do or there's, you know, stress and, you know, a lot of things creeping in, just take a minute and just see, are there things that you can push back? Are there things that you can cut out and that you can just do later? Because I think a lot of times we can take a look at that and say, you know what? I really can just do this later and it's okay. Because in my mind, it's like, no, but I have to get all this stuff out right now because I want to have as many people as we can at this many summit. I want to impact lives. I want to do all these things. But when I really take a look at it, it's like, it really would be fine if tomorrow everyone had, you know, the emails and the things that they needed to help promote, right? And I sent out emails to promote and things like that, right? Like, it really would be okay if we waited a little bit. And so that's why I just, you know, I just encourage you to take a moment and just really see if something is as pressing as it needs to be. Because again, sometimes we will put that stress on ourselves, or we have these different expectations of what we wanted to happen. And so that can be challenging, but just take a second to reset and say, you know what? Yes, I wish that this was done, but it's okay, right? It's not. And so what I'm going to do is do this tomorrow and just have faith that everything's going to work out. So the ironic thing about that is like, well, next week we're doing the interviews. And so it's set at 8 a.m. Mountain time every day, Monday through Friday, and then the next Monday. And so it's like, that's something I can't just say, oh, well, like, we'll just do it tomorrow. Now, sometimes you can do that, right? But like, that's scheduled, so that's set in stone. But with other things, sometimes we can push it back, or we can rearrange things, or we can cut something else out or prioritize something a little bit differently. And it'll just make your life so much better. So I hope that helps, because I know it can be stressful when there's a lot to do. But it's certainly a good way to be able to do that. So thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. As I mentioned on the show, you know, What Matters Most mini summit starting next Monday. So I would love to have you there. It'd be amazing to be able to have you see these amazing speakers and learn from them. And basically every day, the recording will be available for 24 hours, which is pretty sweet. So you can either watch live or you can catch it within 24 hours. Then what we do is we actually take that recording and put it in our vault. So Faith to Impact Plus, my membership, that keeps track of all of the mini summits. And I'm actually going to be adding some previous challenges and other content in there, which I'm super excited about. But that's really, so that's your way to be able to watch it for free. And then, you know, being a member of Faith to Impact Plus allows you to actually, you know, go and watch those whenever you want and have, you know, the audio and also have transcriptions and things like that. So it's pretty cool, a lot of fun. But in any case, you should definitely come. So I hope to see you there at the What Matters Most mini summit. And you can go to faithtoimpact.com/mini summit and check it out. So thanks so much, and we will talk to you later. Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill, and you can probably hear some water running right now, right? Which, you know, I'm not flooding, nothing's going on. I will explain where I'm at and why I'm recording this at almost midnight. But first of all, I just wanted to say that I'm back. It's so good to be back, and I'm so excited just to continue to produce this show for you, to be able to share insights and to really help you in the things that matter most. And I know that it's been somewhat of a journey, right? I've been really figuring out what specifically this show is about, and that's part of the reason that I haven't, you know, made an episode for about a month now, because I've really been trying to figure out what is my specific role. A lot of you know that I've been doing these mini summits, and so I've been interviewing various experts and people that I know and really trying to get their insight on things that matter most, right? Which I think is so powerful, because I just don't think we talk about it enough. You know, we talk about making money online, or we're talking about, you know, how do you succeed in your career or in business. And so it's been fun to talk about something that's a little bit different, that's not talked about as much, but it's so important, right? And I know that's why you're here. And so anyways, it's just been really good for me to be able to take some time to really think about and understand where am I going on this show? And what's the whole point? What's the mission behind it, right? And so really trying to figure out a lot of that. And so thank you for your patience. You can hear me huffing and puffing a little bit. Just went up a hill. But yeah, like I mentioned, it's almost midnight here. And if you're not familiar, Glacier National Park is up in northern Montana. It's almost in Canada. I actually think part of it is actually in Canada. And I'm trying to be a little bit quiet so I don't wake people up as I'm walking around, but I'm at this beautiful campsite here where there's these trees, you know, pine trees. You typically see like a Christmas tree, right? That's, you know, 7 feet tall is probably the average, something like that. I don't know what it is for you at your house, but you know how big those are. And sometimes moving those around is a little bit difficult. But here, I mean, we're talking probably 30 feet tall and they're all over the place. It's so cool to see. And you see the mountains that you can, you know, see across this lake and just trees everywhere. It's basically full. On the way up here too, we were actually noticing there's kind of like a bald spot. I was joking around with Amy, like, Amy's like, what is that like patch over there? I'm like, yeah, it's a bald spot. Yeah, mountains have bald spots too, but they actually do. But no, it actually, we realized it looked like it was a ski resort or a ski lift. And so they had to clear the trees and stuff. And so it made sense. But it's just a beautiful place up here. We're here on vacation. And you're probably like, well, Dustin, why are you like recording this on vacation? Well, I've been doing this new practice called the Big Three, and I'll be talking about that more. But it's basically figuring out what are the big three things today that you're going to be working on. And you can apply that with your week and with your month and with your future, you know, life or 6 months or whatever that is. You can really take a look at that and say, what are the big three things that you can do? And Jim Collins is a famous author that coined this idea of really, like, if you have more than three priorities, then you don't have any, you know. And I think that we can all relate to that, where we feel like we've had so many things on our mind or so many things that we want to do, and we go and just try and do all of them. We got 5 to 10 different things, and then we just realize that, like, what's the most important thing there, right? And so it's just an interesting dilemma that we all face. And so having this big three idea is really powerful. And it's been really awesome for me to be able to start using it. So at night, typically what I'll do is I'll write down some things that I'm grateful for, and then I'll write down the big three things that I want to do tomorrow, right? What are those three things that if I just do those, then I can feel good about it? And so this was on my list. I said, hey, I want to record a podcast episode. Haven't talked to you guys for a while. And so I thought, hey, let's do that. And so I was hoping to get some time in the morning, you know, just getting up from camp. We actually were moving campsites because we were down at Silverwood, which is a theme park in northern Idaho. And so anyways, just an interesting thing. We just didn't have as much time. It rained on us and all sorts of stuff. And then we got here, had to get everything set up, have dinner, all sorts of things. And so didn't get the chance to do that, but that's why I'm doing it right now, almost at midnight, is because that's something that I wrote down and I said, hey, I want to do that. And so that's something I encourage you to do too, is to look at the things that you really care about. And I'll go into more detail as well with some of this stuff, but it's been so powerful for me to start using this big three, because I know sometimes, like, I wake up in the morning and you just feel like tired, not excited for the day. And you're just kind of like, oh man, I just want to go back to bed. And you're not like, maybe just not feeling good. But for me, when I've been practicing this big three of thinking of those big three things that you're going to do tomorrow, and it can be one too, right? You can just do one. But this idea though, if you look at those things that you want to do tomorrow, and you're excited to do tomorrow, then it actually makes a huge difference, because then you go to bed thinking about that and you wake up and you look at, oh, what are those big three things that I want to do? Oh yeah, super excited about that, right? And to me, it helps you go into create mode, right? Rather than just, like, you know, reaction mode. Or I think sometimes we get into this mode of, oh, well, it doesn't really matter what I do, and I can't do much about my future, or I can't do this or that. But, like, we really can. We have the power to do that. And this big three concepts has been super powerful for me. So I'll be sharing more about that in the future. I'm actually probably going to be doing, like, a workbook and creating some other cool things around it, because it's made such a difference for me. But anyways, the moral of the story is I'm back. I just wanted to say hi. Wanted to
let you know that I really do care about you, and I'm excited to continue to, you know, produce episodes and produce more content for you to just be a light. I want to help you focus on what matters most, help you find more and true happiness. I think that's the big lie that everyone's chasing right now is, oh, I just need money. I just need, you know, followers. I need fame or whatever that is, you know, career promotion. But I really feel like that if you focus on what matters most, you get the happiness, the fulfillment, but then you also can get those things too, right? It's just when it's in the right order. So a lot of fun. The big three too. Big three is awesome. So I'll be talking more about that in the future, but just wanted to say hello. Hope you're doing amazing. And I will catch you next time.